waiting for?
Backup.
Backup?
The Batman's in there. SWAT's on the way. But if you want to go in now, I'll be right behind you, sir.
SWAT's on the way.
Guys, just a quick message before we get into the main meat of the podcast. We had a few technical issues with the sound on this one, and we've lost some of the content, and the quality isn't quite where we wanted it to be. But we thought it was still worth putting out what we discussed, so we hope you enjoy. And now, on to the cast. Hello, and welcome to the Arkham Case Files. My name's Darren.
And I'm Jason.
I'm Ian.
I'm Chris.
And this is the second in our series of shorter episodes talking about the different crews in the game and the second part of our review of the Batman crew. If you've already listened to the first part, you'll know that we focused on crews that were led by the Batman himself. And now we're going to talk about the different options if you decide not to go with the iconic Dark Knight hero of Gotham. So some of the things that we're not going to talk about are duplicated things from the previous episode. So if you think we've missed anything, it's probably been mentioned in that one. But first of all, I'm just going to put it out there to the guys. If you're not taking Batman leading the crew where he's jumping forward to beat things up and running off independently, how do you think that non-Batman crews play differently?
That's what you're exactly taking. You know, if I'm having Nightwing lead the crew or Batwoman, very similar. Gordon or maybe Oracle, White Knight, which you're not going to just lead with White Knight. But if you are, you're kind of just with your guys more. I might take some more combat heavy free agents, or like I mentioned in the last one, but Damian definitely has a place there. You know, you're going to just take some more close combat oriented models to help support the weak leaders.
So talking about the different options that we've got, Chris, sort of when we're looking at the leader options available that aren't Batman, where are you starting to look?
One of the things you could take Oracle, it's an interesting one. So by taking her as your leader, in return, what you're doing is taking two smaller beaters. So instead of having that big Batman that runs off, Oracle actually hangs back, keeps your Inspire bubble, and then you have maybe, you know, your sidekick and your other free agent would be different Robins or other guys that kind of do what Batman does, just not as well. But it's more spread out. So it's a slightly different play style. You're still running up and beating with models. That's kind of the Batman way. But I think if you take two other detectives and then she hangs back, you're doing just as well as if you would have taken a Batman. And the points are about the same.
Yeah, so yeah. She's an interesting choice. I mean, Jason, you mentioned Nightwing and Batwoman. Do you see them as being Batman light, or do they bring something different to the game?
Batwoman's very similar to Batman. She has a more niche role. She doesn't hit as hard, or she doesn't hit as consistently. Still double stun damage at attack 4. But she has interrogation and searcher. And for those who don't know what interrogation is, it's when you hit a model at least twice in close combat. You may either move a friendly model 4 inches or immediately place a suspect with a friendly model. So it's just a good way to kind of do two things at once. I need to take that guy down, and I need to move this guy. Well, yeah. Let's go interrogate.
She also brings arrest, which is, as we've learned, very powerful.
That it is. So, and she has bat armor as well. She has aerial combat, which is when she's falling with the bat cape or has a grapple gun, she's going to hit a little more consistently. And for 111 points, I think she's doing a very good job. And searcher is just an annoying trait for the opponent to deal with.
Yeah, I think she slots in really well and fills the role pretty amazingly.
Yeah.
So what about Nightwing? Because, you know, he was a consistent beater, you know, either the 90 or the 95 point versions that were in second edition. There was not a lot to a difference between the two of them, but they used to have the combo with attack 4, so basically being able to throw out 6 attacks. We know combos changed so that it's for every 2 hits you get a third. The 95.1 has to be a leader if he's, you know, if Batman's not in the crew. Do you still see them being played in third edition?
Well, him becoming a leader doesn't really change much at all, actually, in third. Because in second, that gave you Inspire. Now it's just your boss as Inspire. I kind of think of him as just, he hits a little more consistently than Batwoman. Doesn't have interrogation. Has Acrobat, no bat armor. They're both 7/7s. 90 points of searcher as well. I'm a big fan of him, but I typically am gravitating towards Batwoman first just because of that bot armor. But I think they're just as viable.
Ian, are there any of the leader options that aren't Batman that stand out for you?
I think we've already covered most of them. I think the only other one that I'd kind of bring up, but I'd use him more as a sidekick for Commissioner, would be Rick Flag, just as that extra gun in the crew. That's not Larita. Other than that, I mean, I think all the other ones we've covered are probably the ones that are in competition.
Well, there's one we haven't covered, and you know, we'll talk. We can, you know, Flash and Constantine, when they have magic or speed, I think they could both be really good. But Commissioner Gordon, we've talked about Lieutenant Gordon. Is Commissioner? Do you guys think he's valuable enough to run as your boss? He is the big, you know, named leader character that's not Batman after all.
So yes. Back in second edition, you had the Batman crew, or you took a heavy shooty cop crew. Do you guys still see the shooty cop crew being a thing?
I mean, here's the thing though, if you're playing Eternal, yes, but a lot of the shooting cops aren't standard right now. You got the riot gun, you got Larita, and then I suppose you have Wells and you have the non-cops, but a lot of them now just have pistols. Instead of, like, you know, your old quick response team, some of the old SWATs.
Yeah, I guess that plays more into if you took Commissioner and Rick Flag, you got a lot of guns there, and then you could find another free agent that has some decent guns to it. I mean, I don't know if you could fit Grifter in there, but that's another nasty one.
Oh, yeah, 140 points there, so. I don't know. If I was playing Grifter, I'm actually taking that Oracle as a leader. Batwoman, I'm a big fan of Nightwing and Batwoman. Or instead of Nightwing, you're taking Rebirth Red Hood. It's about the same points. Gordon, I've played him. It's a very niche list, but the Montoya cop list. I've played that and thought it played pretty well. You have about 11 models, and now we have Flass. So you can kind of play around with the model count and the rep.
Yeah, I do think...
It's not true, though.
Yeah, if you're taking Commissioner, Spartan has a really good spot with him with the bodyguard.
For sure. And he's scheming too, another source of that.
Yeah.
So, and he has the taser.
So you're taking Spartan. Is it Merkel that's got the bodyguard? Yeah. So Spartan and Merkel are kind of hanging back with Gordon. They're sitting there getting inspired. They have decent weapons. So if people wanted to run up on you, and you just have this moving bubble with that, which is a lot different than if you were to take Batman. So I think that's still very viable.
You're taking Spartan over Katana from the Suicide Squad that has bodyguard as well?
If you're leaning more into the guns. So Katana's good, but you have to get close combat. So you're either leaving him or you're sitting there waiting for the models to come in and try to hit Gordon, you know, hand to hand. With Diggle, you can move up and you have that extended threat range because of his guns. I know it's only 8 inches, but that's still better than having to be in contact.
That's true.
Yeah. And he still has a taser, which you do want to do stun damage, and you have Commissioner, the specific role that gives you the free arrest.
Yeah, and you buy...
Well, that's only for cop trait, right?
I think it's anybody.
It is anybody. Friendly models within 6 inches of this model can use can use the arrest trait as an extra action. Yep.
Yeah, so if you give Spartan... you know, a pair of handcuffs. It's not too bad.
Another thing with Commissioner is he is an elite boss SWAT. Are you going to take multiple SWAT models?
I think so.
SWAT models are all still viable. I mean, you talked about having the choice between, you know, the blind grenades or Larita in the last episode. And I think that you can take them both now. And even just having that shield in front of Gordon can improve his survivability as well as having a bodyguard. I think he's right. You're building if you're running the Gordon list, I see it as you're running that bubble. You've got the survivable shield in the front with your SWAT. You've got your bodyguards nearby, and you're almost then having the points free because he's only 70 to have that free agent that can go off and run in almost like a Batman light role, but while still keeping the Inspired back with the rest of your crew, similar to what you mentioned being able to do with Oracle. So I do still think he's got a place in the game, and I'd start to run him possibly with some of the free agents that you would just never be able to fit into the Batman crew. Yeah, so if I'm taking Gordon, I'm looking at those free agents like Grifter, because he can run off, he's 140 points, so you're not going to fit him into a list with Batman or even a Batwoman, and you're going to struggle even with Nightwing. But when you've got 70 points for your leader, you've still got your Inspire bubble at the back, you can protect your leader, move forward, score cards, and he can go and put pressure on your opponent and act independently, and almost act in a sort of Batman light role, although with the guns he's got, he's throwing out a lot more lethal damage. So he's the one place I would actually see Grifter being able to be used.
Would you take Grifter? So, I mean, Gordon's still 70 points. I think that's still a, you know, the hefty cost when you're taking another 140 point model. Would you take Burnt Ward Robin, who is...
Oh, man. Somebody else say it. You know what I was going to bring up here.
You were saying that you wanted the 38-point Robin because he's 38 points can be your boss. Now, can we use him to basically take somebody like Grifter or the other expensive free agents? And like I'd say it brings up a topic, because I mean that would make it what 170 ish, 180, and that's
just a little more than Multiverse.
Yeah, I mean it's still cheaper than DKR and his Tumblr. So
But Burnt Ward also, he's a detective with one of the boys, so he benefits from his own Inspire.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of like the Archie cheese back in second edition, taking that super cheap leader. But I think it's very feasible and reasonable in this new edition.
Yeah, food for your thought. I'm just like, I'm not even thought about that before. You know, the Titans, they're really running all the time just because model count.
Yeah, I think it's doable, but... It may feel like playing Archie in second. No, it's I think it's something worth trying.
Yeah. Maybe take the other free, maybe take multiple free agents with him. I don't know. But go back to Gordon though. So if you're not taking any free agents, so you're still getting like, I don't know, 9 models with Spartan, Bullock, Larita, Merkel, Foxtrot, Cop 2, Sierra, and Alfred, which is kind of what we were talking about. You guys think that's a viable list? Like putting it to the paper?
I think numbers help you, and you know they're not bad models. There's nothing there that you know you wouldn't consider in another list. It's just you're filling up on them. You're going to have to be careful with your audacity, you know, because you've not got like a big model that's going to use up audacity and be tanky like Batman having it. So you've got to be careful with activation order, I think, a little bit. So I think it's a bit more of a finesse crew. Right, it comes across as a bit of a horde crew to start with, but I think it's a little bit more finesse than that. But I think it is viable.
A lot of horde crews in this edition feel finesse because you don't have a clear defined, hey, these four guys get audacity every time. There's probably some exceptions, but that's how I feel when you're running those 11 model crews. It's usually your leader because they don't benefit from inspire or any additional traits, and then you just pick kind of the other three guys who are in decent positions.
Yeah.
But I also think it's an interesting one just to have on the table, that because again it's going to that opposite side of it's the ultimate not a Batman list, because you're completely moving away from having that really strong leader and having more the sort of street level stuff. And I would certainly do it in a two list format. You know, if we ever talk about going back to tournaments, I would probably have one Batman esque leader crew and one Gordon or Oracle led crew, just to give me, you know, stronger variety of play.
Do you think that the Gordon list plays into a certain list better, or we've not played enough third to really determine that?
I think I'd need to play all of the decks a lot more, because I've only played really against Bane, Court, and Organized Crime, just with the local players that we have here. And with those, I've played a mix of League and Cops, but I have been using Batman a lot, and mainly DKR Batman into those lists. So I think not having the, unless you are taking the big beta free agent, having the weaker models, you might struggle into something like court. You know, when you start to lose models, you start to lose activation control and activation order. Again, I'd have to see it on the table and exactly how you can score. But again, it's just one of those. I think it's a tougher list to play, but I think if you can play it well, it definitely could be working.
Yeah. Driving away from Gordon, is there any other like non-Batman leaders? I know Bruce Wayne.
He's Batman, but not Batman, because he's going to be hanging back with your crew doing the Inspired, but then again, he's still Batman for Smashing Face and possibly a little bit tankier to some of the close combat attacks with, you know, Charm and his hidden counterattack rule, which I can never remember the rule of name of.
Oh, Disguise Sneak Attack.
Which is very strong.
Yeah, but do you take advantage of his charismatic? He's 91 points, so if you do take two free agents, they have to be on the cheaper end.
Yeah. I mean, here's the fundamental question. How much are you guys taking free agents in your Batman list? With or without Batman, I don't see I take more than like one.
Well, I think that's the big thing, is when you take Batman, you just don't have room for it. So taking some of these other guys really helped to open and flesh things out. I think Oracle is kind of that sweet spot to be able to bring in some other stuff. Or, like you said, get cheeky with Burt Ward. I actually just built a 15-model list with Burt Ward that's 100% legal. Nothing's eternal. I don't think it would do well, but 15 models could do everything that it probably needs to do.
15 models is crazy.
Yeah. I think like some of the cool free agents to think about in this, where you're able to fit them in, especially with like Nightwing or anybody with charismatic, Vibe and Elastigirl are both underrepresented free agents. I'll start with Elastigirl because she's cheaper, 61 points. So she has a really cool trait called Performance. That's basically Archie's trait. So any model within 6 inches that wishes to perform an attack or a special trait must take a willpower roll. If they fail the test, they suffer -1 to the attack dice rolls until the end of the round. That's pretty good little bubble of protection for your models, especially if you're going to keep her with your crew. And then her stretching trait keeps her alive and things like that, allows her to go up to defense 5. And then she starts up the board with Undercover. She's a nice little like striker model for like 61 points. And then Vibe, he does a cool little thing with his dimensional portal. Like, you don't even have to give him an audacity. He can just use his special action to teleport 12 inches away and carry one of your big guns around with you. They count as moving, but they don't move anywhere. So I don't think that affects their gun off the top of my head, but I could be wrong. But even then, it's still moving someone that you weren't able to move before.
Oh, no, it does say any model that was placed with it counts as having moved during its activation. And then their movement reduces to 0. So, unfortunately, their guns would take the reduction as well. But even then, if
it's a 12-inch place with a friendly model, I mean, even a melee model or something like that, still good.
I mean, do that with some of the models that have throwing to where it doesn't even matter.
Or you move somebody and then you dimensional portal, because then there's no downside for them for the next round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the big thing here, though, is he is unpredictable and scientific.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then you dimensional portal. Oh, hey, look, scientific kicks in. Then you can do unpredictable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And place an audacity, place a token on the ground. Literally, this model does not need a damn audacity token. What free agent have you ever heard of that doesn't need an audacity token?
It's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not really liking that. But the downside, though, is the dimensional portal, after you go through, you end its activation. So you can't teleport and then shoot or teleport and do anything else.
Okay. So then you do that first, then unpredictable dimensional portal. It's not as great, but it's still nice.
You don't have another.
Yeah, that wouldn't work because you have to.
You don't have another special action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so well, no, you can card as a special action. I'm gonna. Oh no, I don't know.
And did you just reference plot cards?
No, I'm like, you could just use a movement action as a special action because it's a wild card. Would that affect that?
I'm gonna let it go because that sounds really fun. But no, yeah, that's it's a weird everything just adding up on that, you would have to really sit down and write out the entire formula that you're about to run through.
Yeah, I mean the question really comes to if you use your special action as a wild card, or and then you're spending it to do a different action, did you spend the special action for scientific? Not really.
Yes. Well, it's a special action. You're cashing in your special, and then his special is unpredictable to use for whatever you want. And then scientific is like, since you use that special, you get to do another one. So I think it would work.
Yeah.
It works in my head canon.
Yeah, he wasn't designed for
That
third, so.
needs to go to Sergio for a please help. I don't know. It would make sense because it'd be really cool to have a free agent model that doesn't have to use an Audacity.
Yeah.
But I mean, even not, I mean, still that's 12-inch teleport is still a very cool ability that for 60 something points, it's still a nice little thing. And he's still able to do other things. I mean, he has multitask, so he can get claws or other things at the beginning of the game.
So that was some of the key models that we take with the leaders that aren't Batman. Really, I think the vibe is that it just gives you an alternative way of playing the crew, and by taking some of the cheaper options, maybe like Burt Ward or Oracle, even Gordon to a degree, you get to play with some of those free agents that you don't get to play with when Batman's leading the crew, whether it's Grifter or Starfire. Or even the options that Ian was talking about with Elastigirl and Vibe. So really, it just shows how versatile and how many options you do have with the Batman crew. So hopefully you like what we've covered. You're liking the new format, and let us know what you think. Is there anything that you want us to talk about? Anything that you think, oh my God, they should have mentioned that model as an option for a leader? And we will hopefully on the next episode start to talk about some of the adversaries for Batman and Gotham. In that case, we'll wrap up the episode. And this was the Arkham Case Files, where once again the inmates and the internet crashing ran the asylum.
Cheers.
And he's just doing his attack against the stock market right now. That's what's happening.